Sean Stone is here. He is our cultural correspondent, out looking at what's happening in area stages and screens and telling us what's cool and what's happening and maybe even some stuff to just mock. He's our good friend. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm fine.
It's really good to have you here.
We can start with the mocking if you want to.
Begin with the mocking. You saw Downton Abbey, the movie.
The movie.
Yes.
And you know it's a movie because the camera swirls around the castle a bunch of times in establishing shot after establishing shot. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, the music swells and the camera just goes swirling around. It's like, we get it. We've seen it. It was on TV. You know, you don't need to dazzle the fans because they're here, and they give them what the Fellows gives them what they want. You know, the characters
Julian
you like,
Fellows,
exactly, the characters you like doing the things that they do and saying the kind of things that they say. You know, and Maggie Smith is wonderful, and everyone else is wonderful, and the whole thing is absolutely preposterous.
So the my understanding of the film is that, but by the way, I will admit I was a big fan of the series.
Oh, I watched a lot of it.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. It was mindless and fun and soap opera-y and cool. I always liked it. But so the film is. The queen is coming to visit.
Yes, the king and queen are coming to visit, and it of course sends the household into a tizzy. And then of course the king's advance people show up and basically tell the servants, "Well, you can't do anything. We're going to do everything."
Yeah.
And of course they're not.
That is a miss. Padmore has got to be.
That's right. She's grumpy
ballistic.
About that. Yes.
Yeah.
So you know there's a little revolt, but you know it's not the Bolshevik kind. The film has two major subplots, both of which are preposterous. The one that's more preposterous is sort of this Irish Republican thing, you know, and you can just see it driving. You can see the truck coming up the street. It's like, no, they're not really going to go there. Oh, yeah, they are.
All right.
Yeah. But I will say, did you see John Cleese's tweet?
No.
He was inspired by this. He's going to work on a screenplay for Python Abbey. See, Lord Python throws the household into an uproar when he invites his best friend, Adolf Hitler, for the weekend.
Oh, God. Oh, dear. It made a lot of money.
It did, and it's going to continue to make a lot of money.
Yeah, and but it could have just been a movie, right? They could have just put it on a PBS special.
Yeah, they do make an effort to make it look big and widescreeny. And,
All right. Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Downton Abbey. Now, let's get to events that are upcoming, starting, I believe, tomorrow night.
Yeah, at Hudson Hall in Hudson, a stage adaptation of Moby Dick, performed by the Irish actor Connor Lovett. It's a trim 105 minutes, and it's supposed to be very good. It's Friday at 7, Saturday at 7, and Sunday at 5 p.m. That's at Hudson Hall in Hudson. Also tomorrow night, over at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, the lovely and delightful Paula Poundstone.
Always funny. Ian did a great interview with her that aired earlier this week, or maybe last week, I forget. And it was this week. And just terrific if you get a chance to listen to it. It's online, wamc.org/roundtable.
Also Friday night, Artie Lang is going to be at the Cohoes Music Hall in Cohoes. That's at 8 o'clock. It's kind of a big week for them. I didn't mention their first show, which is tonight, I believe, because it's sold out. They have Wynonna.
Really?
Yeah.
At the Cohoes
Music Hall, yeah, and it's completely sold out. It's been sold out for weeks.
That's cool. I want to just say, and I don't know if tickets are still available, but he is also performing, because he just got out of rehab,
right.
Artie Lang, and he's at Cohoes Music Hall on the 4th, and he's at the Wood Theater in Glens Falls on the 5th.
Ah.
So if you there's two opportunities in our region, I believe.
Yeah, the Cohoes was not sold out as of yesterday, but I didn't check it.
And
today.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the situation is there, but there you go. All right.
And then Saturday night at the Palace Theater in Albany at 7 o'clock, it's the premiere of James Franco's film The Pretenders, which was shot in and around the Capital Region and has a mix of interesting actors, and it's Brian Cox is in it, and it's, you know, Dennis Quaid, you know, it has an interesting cast,
interesting actors.
And then Saturday night at Upstate Concert Hall in Clifton Park at 7:30. I only mention this because I like to say the name GWAR, the legendary metal band who wear costumes that make them look like they're demons that just crawled up from the pit. And it's called Use Your Collusion Tour. So it's topical.
Use Your Collusion. Very nice.
Then the great jazz singer Kurt Elling will be in two venues locally this weekend. Saturday night at 7:30 p.m., he's going to be at the Academy of Music in Northampton, Mass. And Sunday night at 7:30 p.m., he's going to be at the Egg in Albany. And another two-stop visitor, the dynamic folk singer Laura Love, she's going to be at the Eighth Step at Proctor's in Schenectady. That's Saturday at 7:30 p.m. That's in the Addy Room, which is upstairs, I believe. That's up on the second floor. And she's going to be at the Iron Horse Music Hall in Northampton, Mass. On Sunday at 7 p.m. Then the intro music we heard, it's New Zealand electronic beat artist Kimbra. She's going to be at Mass Mocha's Hunter Center, North Adams, Mass., Saturday at 8 o'clock. This is standing room only, which I guess means you're supposed to dance. Emily Wells is going to be opening. She's a very interesting American singer-songwriter.
We think it means you may have to dance.
I think so. And then Sunday afternoon, back in Troy at the Troy Music Hall, the Troy Chromatics Concerts presents Sergei Babayan and Daniil Trifonov Duo Piano Concert. That's 3 p.m. There wasn't any listing of what the program would be. I looked it up. They did a concert in Cornell last week, and they played Prokofiev and Ravel, among other things. So that's sort of where they're going. And then there are some new movies. I'll mention the Swedish one first. It's called
There really is only one movie. But there really is.
The Britt Marie was here, which is about a 60-something woman who just walks out on her family and starts a new life. Sounds like some opportunities for some dry Swedish humor there. And then, of course, the movie, Joker.
Joaquin Phoenix, R-rated, the Joker.
Yeah, and you know, the director's been whining all week. Todd Phillips, he's been, you know, whining about how he had to give up comedy because the world's too woke for him.
So he made this film
instead? So he made this film instead. I guess it's a cry of pain. Who knows? all the stories.
Speaking of crying, a cry of pain, have you seen some of Joaquin Phoenix's interviews?
You know, after that legendary appearance on Letterman,
yeah.
I just thought, you know, if they said our guest will be Joaquin Phoenix, I'm like, what else is on? Who's Fallon got on tonight?
It came out that, you know, later on that whole thing was a gag, but don't know. After seeing him this week on the press junket, I'm wondering. That just seems like it's him.
Yeah, you know exactly.
Well, it's the Joker. You gonna go see it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully we can talk about it next week then. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. He's always out seeing cool stuff and coming in to tell us about it. And we thank you for that. Have a great week.
You're welcome. You too.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.